keep her well stoked up, Tommy. I'll be glad when we get this engine to crew and we can clock off. Yeah. And with getting up late this morning, cutting myself shaving, dashing out of the house without my sandwiches, then going back in and having a row with the missus, I don't know. And I've just looked up the line. There's an express coming towards us about 60 miles an hour on the same track. Have you ever had one of those days where nothing seems to go right?
For the next half hour, we take the lid off life in Al Reed 64. Here with some random observations on the time, the place, and the people, ladies and gentlemen, it's Al Reed.
Teeth. Have you got some?
They do a fair amount of work when you think about it. And we take them for granted, you know. They're there, that's all we bother about. But let one start to ache in the middle of the night and see what sympathy you get. Look, either get that tooth out or let's have a separation. Wives are like that, aren't they? If I thought we could get a decent night's sleep, I'd willingly have two of mine out. Your teeth might well ache the way you keep stuffing that bedsheet in your mouth. And if you're going to keep leaving damp patches, use your arse, not mine. Well, we can't go on like this. I'm getting worn out with it. You'll do anything but have it out. Just look at this bed. It's full of blobs of cotton wool soaked in vinegar. Look, shall I get you some aspirin to put on it?
No, that's no good.
Well, we'll have to do something. No use you just standing there holding your jaw and saying, I'll do myself in. Want my opinion to frighten to death to go near that dentist? Not at all. Oh, yes, you are. All you men, you're all alike, all a lot of you. You're all soft. You see, if you'd one half to go through what we have. Anyway, you'll have it out tomorrow. I'll see to that. Goodness knows, I've done my best for you. I have. I've refilled your hot water bottle. I've got up and found you the iodine. I've given up you my pillow. I say, I've given my pillow up. I've even let you roll my bed jacket up. And it's the one my mother knitted. But you'll take anybody's advice but mine. Somebody tells you to try swilling your mouth out with whiskey, and by the time you've got it numb, you're halfway through the second bottle. Toothache. It's an ordeal, whichever you look at it. But once you get sat in that dentist chair, you're in his hands completely. There's no escape. Now, just open your mouth. Open wider. No, wider. Now, try and make your mouth like an O. It's more L-shaped at the moment. Now, open it up. My word, you have some bad ones there.
I only want one out.
I'm only taking one out. When I can find it. Your tongue's hiding most of them at the moment. Could you not do something with it? No, don't give it to me. I don't want it. Now, open wide again. Right. Now, would you rinse your mouth and spit out? I meant in the bowl. Just look at this shirt, clean on this morning. Now, this isn't going to hurt at all. Now, open wide. See, if you want to grip something, try the chair. And I need this arm to hold the needle. And take your knees from under your chin. Now, open wide again. Wider. I wonder if you could breathe the other way. You're steaming my glasses up. Oh, this is getting us nowhere. Get back in the chair. You do understand. This anaesthetic is for you. I can do my part without it. Right. Now, can we try again? If I get Miss Phillips to come and hold your hand. Ha. Keep still. Ha. Now, don't move, you'll get a mouthful. Ha! That's got it. Now, you see, I bet you didn't even feel it. Well, just let it take effect. Well, now, it's been very much colder. Just a moment, just a moment. Where are you going? I haven't started to take it out yet. Now, if you'll just relax, it'll be all over in no time. Open your mouth. Now, you've nothing to be afraid of. See, you're stiffening up again. Get your mind off it. Think of where you're going when you leave here. Now, steady. Miss Phillips, get hold of his legs. It's nearly there. I've got it. Well, that saved you a few sleepless nights. Now, which was the one you said was aching? Well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Here's someone who eased the pain faster than anything. It's my pleasure to welcome to the show the very delightful Miss Donna Douglas. Hello? Hello? Is Sir Alec there, please? It's Harold. Oh, very well, thank you. How are you? Good. Oh, she's fine, thank you. Right. Good morning. Well, we've moved in. Tell you what, it's a bit noisy at the back, isn't it? Pum? Very nice. Very nice. She's not too keen on the wallpaper in the second bedroom. No. She thinks it's a bit dark. We should probably do that room again. I mean, it's not going to cost all that much, and I mean, yeah. Well, if we do suddenly find that... Exactly. Exactly. Well, that's all right. I say that as long as you agree. Oh, did you pay the window cleaner for last week? Yes. Yes, he knocked this morning. No. Well, we paid him 2 weeks. No, two... Well, I thought I'd just... Pardon? Oh, no, 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 I don't want the money, no. No, I wouldn't hear it. Oh, by the way, were there only just the two front door keys? Yes, well, that's what made me worse. Well, that's all you left on the kitchen table. Well, who's got the other one, then? Well, will you ask him for it, or shall I? Only, there's no point in Reggie walking about with that in his pocket. Well, not quite, no. There's still some of our furniture to come yet. No, it was promised for Tuesday. But, well, you know what British Railways are. Pardon? Well, I can do, yes. But I don't know how long Beeching will be there. Incidentally, we can only find 5 glasses. Are you sure? No, well, I mean, we're not big drinkers either. But, I mean, how did you go on when they were entertaining the Commonwealth Prime Ministers? Pum? Well, who broke it? I thought so. You know, somebody's going to have to take that whip off, Mr. Kenyatta. No, I don't think there's anything else. Oh, yes. What about this bike in the backyard? Yes. Oh, right. Well, I'll give Quentin a ring. Oh, I knew it wouldn't be honest because it's got Marple's Musco on the mudguard. Yes. Pardon? Yes, we got the list. Yes, very kind of you. Thank you. Yes. Is that the nearest doctor to Downing Street? I see. He will turn out. Privately? No, not really. I don't see how he can refuse me on the panel, do you? Oh, there's just one thing. Is it absolutely necessary for this policeman to stand outside? Only, I'm leaving the car at the front and he seems to... He's no trouble. Good. While you're on, I meant to ask you. I say, hello? 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 Oh, would you believe it would be cut off? Now, who did I put down as Postmaster General? And now let's bring on those two regular music makers who sing to their own string, bass and guitar accompaniment. Ladies and gentlemen, the Morgan James Duo.
Please, lock me away and don't allow the days I wear out with loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. Bidididididu, birds sing out of tune. The moon, I'm okay. Here I stay with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. So I waited in a while. I will see my true love smile. She may come, I know not when. When she does, I'll know. So baby, until then, lock me away. Do 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 do
about love.
Horse racing.
Is there any more exciting sport? The sport of kings. And nowadays, anybody can have a flutter. With the advent of television, it's in everybody's home. You can find yourself involved in it, and why not? With a television racing expert sorting it all out for you and putting you right, how can you lose? And, good afternoon, and we're looking forward to a full day's afternoon of sport here, and full afternoon sport, and it's a blustery sort of day, and conditions are not quite as I should like for this particular course. However, I don't think this is going to affect the horses very much, although I think we can say it's going to be a very hard going, particularly for me, because the wind keeps lifting my hat off and whipping the cord all round. We can get the cameras to pan a little this way. Perhaps we could... perhaps you could, if you would. Thank you very much. Let's give it a shot of the course, you see, to see the... That is the as a finishing pose, there. We shall be out of touch with the horses most of the time. Of course, we shall have to make it up to you some other way. As to what we think, well, it's not an easy race. It's not an easy race. There's a number of runners on the course to help, and it's a rather tricky course, to predict the winner, there we are now. It's rather an uphill finish, and one particularly useful horse which takes my eye is the winner of the Chesterfield Plate. He's improved enormously this season, and he's looking remarkably fit. That is number 16. That is number 16 on the programme. Takes my eye. I think it's number 16. I beg your pardon. Number six. It's number six on your programme. And a useful total horse. It's won. I think it's won twice this season. It was behind once and left at the post three times. I think his trainer has said it's a rather difficult horse to train. However, I think the winner will definitely be Minus Toff and the French horse Soir de Paris if he gets in there. If he's a useful animal over in distance. And as I say, if he gets there in time, as I've just handed a message to me here. I said, Paddy Prendergast has said that the French jockey who has just come over, Beaujour, has done very well, jolly well for us. He's a jolly nice, very nice jockey, Beaujour, is having a great deal, had a great deal of difficulty in getting his boots on. He's had a very rough journey, very rough, of course, in France this morning, very rough there, and he came without half his tackle. But, of course, the boys, here to fit him out as best they can, and they can't quite find a pair of boots to fit him. But the owner's wife, as we remember, Lingfield, is a very resourceful woman. Come in, Tom. Well, it's a very open race, John. And Sam All is very confident as usual, and the horses are very fit this season. I happen to know that one of his owners told me in confidence that he's cured Ray Bolt of that rather nasty habit he developed last year at Thirsk. But for me, I think I'm going to be loyal, John, and stick to the north. I'm sticking with my first choice. I've never really gone off it. Umitingi, each way. And that's really the one my wife fancies very much. Thank you, Tom. Mustn't take too much longer with me now. Thank you, Tom. There you are, then. Not a great deal in it, you see. Mustn't forget Anchovy the Second. Didn't do too well on his last time out, but Sam Armstrong has still a good word for it, and when I talked to Sam a minute or two ago, he was still using it. I must say, I like look of very much, very tempted here. I like the look. I say that I like it. The look of Irish horse Catalaurus, and one can't be altogether excludes Richard Doomney. But for myself, I take Sybil's fate to be the first past the post with tread lightly, as a very real danger. There is, on your picture now, what you're looking at, it's Calhoun, looking every inch a winner, and just behind him, that's Zelda's Queen, very, very strongly fancied, and a horse that's going to take an awful lot of beating this afternoon. Going to have an awful lot of beating this afternoon. That's the way I see it, and as Tom here has just said to me, that if we could pick all the winners, we wouldn't be wasting our time talking to you. Well, it's no wonder you find yourself involved. They get you worked up to such a pitch. Can't wait to dash out and ring the bookie. Open that paper at the racing page and give it to me in this other hand. I'll get it straight with this bookie once and for all. Hello? Yes, it's me again. I just wanted to check before they off. Yes. That two bob peddler's joy in the 3:30 instead of the one you said was scratched, and a shilling each way, Lazarus the second, providing Piggott's riding and doesn't wear blinkers. Just a minute. What was that horse your mother had in bed? When, you know, when she had that dream and woke up. No, not Flaming Idol. That's what you call your father. Did so well in its last time out. Came in 12th, but had a cough. Hello? Oh, hello. Yes, I'm still here. No, with another half crown yet. How do you mean, running a syndicate? Well, we've doubled it up with what we're having on the 215, on the 215. Yes, and trebled it both ways up and down for a win on Pomporidori. Pomporidori. I'm sorry, in the 445. Yes. Oh, Pompadori, yes. Well, we've got another three bob on that, and he's carrying overweight. Yes. I see from the paper that the jockey's very confident. A cocky what? Well, the owner's backing him, but I'm a bit doubtful about the trainer. Pardon? Just a minute. He said, would we like a word with the horse? That's no way to back winners. When it comes to horse racing, there's only one way. Get on the course. What is to beat the excitement and pleasure of a day at the races? But you've only got to bump into one of these fellows who knows it all. And you begin to wish you'd stopped at home.
How do you do?
How do you do?
You're not trying to back on the tote, are you?
Yes, I must get my money on.
You've not backed the favourite, have you?
Yes, pity.
I say I wouldn't back that up a side street. The only time that horse came in, it was 3 lengths behind the jockey.
Oh, I don't know about that. They tip it in the paper, and you're backing it.
They couldn't tip a bucket of water over our tomcat.
Well, actually, I fancy Sheely's might, and it's only 6-4 on.
Aye, I fancy Kim Novak, but it's 10-1 against. Of course, you wouldn't mind losing your money. I say you wouldn't mind losing your money if you could see the race. No wonder they keep shutting these race courses down. You climb to the top of the stand, you can only see the jockey's caps. What chance have you with these... I say, what chance have you got with this lot, these bookmakers? Well, you can hear them. They're shouting 2-1, Jelly Boy, over there. This fella's offering 4s,
According to the paper, it's not running. It's walked round the paddock till it's dizzy. And there's two jockeys fighting to get on. Well, I'm waiting to back on the tote. Well, I should come over here. You're in the queue for the gents. This is the tote this side. That's a laugh in itself. That's a laugh in itself, that tote. You can't tell how much you're going to win until you've lost it. Well, you've never seen such a pantomime. I queued up for 25 minutes just to put 10 bob on three horses. I told her what I wanted. 4 wins number 5, 3 times number 6 for a place, reverse, twice. Finished up with a fistful of tickets, all colours. I went to collect, I turned my pockets out twice to find the right ticket, and just because one horse was disqualified, she said I owed him a dollar. I wouldn't care, but the fellow behind me drew £64.93 on a cloakroom ticket. Of course, there's more to horse racing than sticking in a pin in and having your card marked. For people who are actually in racing, it's almost a different world. What with the toppers and the enclosure for members there and their counties stand and all that. He doesn't bet with a bookie, you know. He has a wager with a commission agent. We find people there who will wager thousands on one horse without betting an eyelid. Well, actually, I'm rather intrigued by that filly over there. This is bred right, you see. I mean, I've followed her in most of her outings. She's a little bit flighty, of course. We can expect that. It's where she's been handled. But she's a very useful stare, you know. Very useful. She can be a bit heavy going. The trainer said she didn't put much of a show up the last time he boxed her, but... Well, to get her smoothed down, she's a very good performer. Very good performer. And game over any distance? Just a pity she's married. But, however, let's get on with the business. Let's look at this next race. Ah, yes, you see. This is where blood tells. I shall go for this one. That's worth another 10,000, you see? You see? What's the value of the race? Ah, it's the 2,500 guineas added, you see? Well, that should be worth winning. What? Yes. Right. Yes, well, I think I shall plunge heavily here. Yes, I'll have sixpence each way. Well, we can't all back the winner, but it's always interesting to find out how the other chap's gone on. This is done by asking one stock question. You'll hear it everywhere. Did you back it? Did I back it? Are you kidding? Well, at 25-1, did I back it? How could you miss it? How could you miss it? The way it was handicapped, did I back it? Doug Smith at 8-3, and did I back it? A kid of 8 would have backed it. Over that distance, did I back it? No, but I didn't half fancy it.
It's all in life, and life is fine. It only needs a smile to give the world a shine. Light up your life with laughter. You're happy ever after.
For the past half hour, this has been Al Reed 64 with Donna Douglas, the Morgan James Duo, and Wolf Phillips and Orchestra. The program was devised by Al Reed, written by Ronnie Taylor, and produced by Bill West.
Until we meet next week, just have yourself a moment after all. It's all.